Good news for the northwest coast today, and that is that Qantas is going to resume flights between Melbourne and Burnie. It's been 15 years, in fact, since they last flew that route. The announcement was made today. It is good news, as I said. Joining me to talk a bit more about it is the CEO of West by Northwest Tourism Tasmania, Tom Wootton. Good afternoon, Tom.
G'day, Martin. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thanks for your time. Appreciate it. This is really good news for the northwest coast, and I guess from the Burnie point of view, with the airport there, we've already got Rex Airlines coming in and out of Burnie. It's going to provide some competition, and that's always good for consumers like us.
It is, and it absolutely has to be said. You know, Rex have done a fantastic job providing servicing this route for a long time. To have that additional capacity now coming into Burnie is really exciting from our point of view. It's an extra 700 seats per week coming into the northwest coast, and obviously with access there to the west coast as well. So it's really exciting.
Yeah, they're using the 50-seat Q300 turboprop aircraft, which I think is similar to the ones that fly in out of Devonport at the moment. But as you say, 700 seats, so there's going to be seven weekly return flights in and out of Burnie to Melbourne, direct.
That's right, yeah. Look, it's fantastic to see Qantas responding to the clear demand for this part of the state. That demand, I know, exists across both leisure and the corporate market. We have a lot of workers flying in as well up here. But that leisure demand is what we're particularly interested in, and, again, just really excited to see it taking shape.
Well, Qantas, of course, have recently announced routes between Brisbane and Hobart, Sydney and Launceston, Perth and Hobart, Canberra and Hobart. So it's really going ahead in leaps and bounds. And they're saying that this latest edition has been popular with customers, that Tasmania has been popular since customers since restrictions started to ease last year. Is that what you're hearing as well?
Yeah, it does seem to be that way. I mean, the T21 visitor economy strategy, so in simple terms, it's the tourism strategy for the state. Our recovery plan focuses very much around re-establishing access into Tasmania. And so a lot of this is the result of a lot of talks, a lot of work being done behind the scenes to re-establish this sort of access. And yeah, like I say, great to see demand meeting it. So it's terrific.
And you've been on King Island today, I believe.
I have, and because there is pea soup sea fog here in Burnie, we've had to bypass Wynyard and fly into Launceston. So I've just driven back across the coast now from Lonnie and arrived back in Burnie. But brilliant, as always, to get across to King Island. A fantastic couple of days there. Speaking to tourism operators who have seen some really strong visitation from Tasmanians as well as interstaters over the last few months on King Island.
And that's important too. I mean, we're being told that we need to holiday locally, and as we know, there's no overseas travel for leisure at the moment. And we've seen high car shortages and all things like that as well. And you know, accommodation's hard to come by too. So it's a perfect storm almost, isn't it?
It really is. I mean, there's so many Tasmanians I know that have that I've spoken to, just anecdotally, that have been to King Island for the first time, you know, in this last 12 months. That was my sixth trip over there since we started this role 18 months ago, and I'm still discovering new things on the island. It's a really special place. It's like a microcosm of Tasmania in a strange way. It's fantastic to see Tasmanians getting out and exploring their backyard and indeed the west coast and northwest as well.
Yeah, I've been to King Island a couple of times as well myself, and I think I've had the best coffee I ever had was at King Island, and I can only put it down to the local milk.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And my mother doesn't know this yet, but there's a King Island produce pack coming her way for Mother's Day. So hopefully she's busy this afternoon and not listening to this.
Well, you've spilt the beans if she is, Tom. But this is fantastic news for Tasmania and for the northwest coast. Now, you've got a bit of inside information. Is there anything more to come in the near future that might surprise us, perhaps?
Look, we've just been through the election cycle, Martin, and there was a surprise every other day, it seemed.
Yes, well, you've got to make them keep them now.
That's right. But, look, not that I know of at the moment. We've just got to make hay while the sun shines, I think, and I say that seriously. It is, we remain sort of cautiously optimistic, but cautious nonetheless about the sort of situations like the one in Sydney at the moment currently unfolding. We've got to do what we can while we can, just be ready for those sorts of things that can continue to unfold in this COVID environment.
What I was hoping you'd say, Tom, was that there's a possibility of jet flights returning to Devonport once again, because as we know, Devonport's a jet standard airport, and we had back in the 80s East-West Airlines flying directly in and out of Devonport. Is that something that's still on the radar, getting jets back into Devonport?
Look, I haven't been part of any of those discussions, but I think suffice to say, aviation is clearly demand-led, As long as we can continue generating an increase in demand for this part of the state, I think you would hope those routes would follow. I really would be speaking out of school to comment on whether there'd be any of those, you know, considerations at this time, but it's just great to see the establishment of this route, at least, into Burnie at the moment, maintaining the ones in Devonport as well. So the North West Coast seems to be hot on the list for the airline.
Let's hope it continues. Tom, thanks for your time this afternoon.
Thanks, Martin. Always good to chat.